Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean, and about Mr. Bradley Dean today. It happens to be, well, how do I bring this about without bringing accolade to myself? And that's really what I'm trying to do. I don't know that I've ever done this before. But let's start here. June 14th is Flag Day. For those that did not know, there's your history lesson of the day. It's Flag Day. On this date in 1777, the Second Continental Congress adopted the flag of the United States of America. And what's interesting about this date is I happen to be born on this date many moons ago, as the Indians would say, right? And with that said, it's funny at birthdays with me. I've never had a good experience with birthdays. Never really cared about birthdays, as a matter of fact. You know, I was telling my kids this morning, they got me some things, and I woke up to some of their presents, and it was really cool. And I just said to them, the memories that I have for birthdays are, you know, my mom calling my friends up when I was 5 years old and saying, meet me at the park, and nobody showed up at the park kind of a deal, right? Because the grown-ups didn't take the time to make things happen. So I've never really had good memories for birthdays. And to be quite honest with you, it doesn't really matter to me how old a person is. I think the bottom line is if we rest, we rust. We keep moving no matter how old we're getting. And I'm not old and I'm not there yet. But you know what? We're all going that direction. But you know, every once in a while, somebody will make that day special. And when I say this, birthday wishes come from people oftentimes that you don't expect it to come from, or the people that you do expect your birthday wishes to come from, they don't come from there. And then every once in a while, someone will go right down the center and give you a happy birthday wish. And some even step out and they take it a step further. Can I go ahead and play some audio of a message that I got on my phone this morning from one of our listeners, one of our friends, and one of our supporters of this ministry this morning? Because I got to tell you what, here, let me just go ahead and play it first and foremost. You guys will get the point. Here you go.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Bradley. Happy birthday to you. Hope it's a good one, buddy. I was going to call and sing on air, but that said, I better not.
Well, guess what, David? You just did. And I just got to tell you, friends, when people make it special like that, it was pretty cool. And I had a conversation with him. I talked to him this morning. And I had said to him and his wife, I said, you know, every once in a while, someone will really kind of make it count in so many words. And that is one of those situations where they really stepped out. They gave me their heart. And I said, you know what? Trust here is hard to come by, but that's how you win people's trust. I mean, that was a guy giving his heart. Thank you, David. Thank you, Elizabeth, for your support. We appreciate you so much. And again, you made today a special day for Bradley Dean, and just wanted to highlight your singing, because I wasn't sure if that was Elvis or who that was, right, David? But anyways, with that said, thank you very much. And again, folks, we're just going to move on from here. But again, Flag Day is Bradley Dean's birthday, and I'm proud to be born on this day. And I just thank you for all the support from our friends that took the time to make it a special day. If you want to check us out, friends, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. We're on social media platforms, top left side of the page, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Subscribe to that page. Go to SOL Radio on top of that page, and go to our live feed and subscribe as well to our Rumble feed. Or you can go over to beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com as well, top left side of the page. If you want to call in, please do, 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. If this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that. Cool. Wanted to get over to this really quick. I'm going to just tee this up for you. We're going to get over to sudden adult death syndrome. Folks, this is just another method of cover-up concerning the experimental jab and the human genocide that's been taking place on a global basis. So they just create things as they go, and this is another one of those things that they're creating. People are just falling over dead, just like Tenpenny forecasted over a year ago on this radio program. She said that they're just going to start falling over dead. She was exactly right. Now they're naming it the sudden adult death syndrome. You can't make this up, friends. And again, they just want you to forget about the fact that they've been exposed. Pfizer, Moderna, AstraZeneca, the list goes on. Big Pharma and the corrupt politicians, both in state and federal positions, incumbent within our government, that have been a part of this conspiracy, Jeremiah 11:9, against the people that they're supposed to serve. It's exactly what they've done, and we'll get to that in just a little bit here. I wanted to show you again, this is brand new video and audio, and it is Joe Biden being asked questions by the reporters, the, you know, those that are appointed within the White House that know their guidelines as to what they can talk about, what they can't talk about, you know, those guys. It's called controlled opposition, useful idiots, whatever you want to call them. Ephesians 4:14, John 8:44, again, read those scriptures because it applies to both of these groups of people. And it's criminal every step of the way. But this is how Joe Biden responded when he was asked questions. And again, I want you to see this and hear this for yourself. If you cannot see it, I will narrate for you. Check this out. When he was asked questions by reporters, he immediately walked out of the Oval Office. Here, we'll watch it again. He's being asked questions. What is he doing? He doesn't want to answer questions. He doesn't, in other words, he thinks he is above the law and he does not serve the American people. And again, we're going to get more and more of this until the American people put a stop to this concerning this little plant in the people's White House. Again, friends, we know that he's here illegally. We know that he's there by voter fraud. And we know who helped put him there. And what we're going to do is we're going to take a hard break here. And when we get back on the other side, friends, I'm going to take you through and narrate through some of the things that we're dealing with in this country once again. Oh, if the American people knew that the power is within their hands to take things in hand, I'll tell you what, things would change real quick. And only if they would respond, because we continuously remind them that they do have the power and that they, within themselves, under God, are the government. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Be right back. Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, here to introduce you to our new friends at Herbonomic. Have you been searching for all natural health products you can depend upon? Herbonomic's special menu has all natural health products that you can trust. Our friends at Herbonomic have done their research and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base. Visit us at Herbonomic.com.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth to power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, and our media website, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out SonsOfLibertyMedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com and SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Hey, by the way, welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. I gotta go over here really quick so I can get everybody up to par. July 3rd, we are gonna be in Michigan. And I'm just sharing some of the scheduled dates that we have with you right now. We're going to be in Michigan on July 3rd. Then we are going to be in Ohio on July 4th, I believe. Or is it the same day? No, it's going to be Sunday, July 3rd. So we're going to do an event Sunday morning in Ohio. And then we are driving all the way to Michigan to do an event there that night. So we will be at Sand Lake, Michigan. And then we will be in Brookville, Ohio, turn that around, Brookville, Ohio first, and then we will be in Sand Lake, Michigan as well on the 3rd. And then on the 23rd, we're going to be at the Convention Emmanuel Baptist Church in Corunna, Michigan. So we're going to go to Michigan, we're going to go to Ohio, we're going to come back home, and then 2 weeks later go back out again to Corunna. Oh, there it is, Corunna, Michigan. And then that will be on the 23rd. And then we are going to be in, on the 24th, we're going to be back in Ohio again. And then on the 29th, we got to go all the way down to Nashville, Tennessee. Foundations of Freedom has an OSA national event. I'm going to be one of the main speakers there. So we're kind of getting around a little bit here. I believe we're going to be in Murrysville, too. We're working on something there. We got some more things in the works. So right now, friends, is the perfect time to book for that of August. If you want to book us for August, September, October, now is the time to do that. 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Let's get back to this. Sons of Liberty Media.com. Morning show host Tim Brown just highlighted man who thinks that he's a woman. He wants you to pretend with him by force now. With over 1 million YouTube followers. Isn't that interesting? Remember how I shared with you continuously, friends, how YouTube and Facebook and Twitter, they're subversive to American government? Isn't it interesting that this guy hasn't had his page pulled? Isn't that interesting? A man that wants you to believe that he's a woman has not had his page pulled by YouTube. This is criminal. This is against the American law. Our laws condemn this sort of activity. Put that up against Deuteronomy 22, verse 5 when you get a moment. But here's the headline here by Tim Brown. Man who thinks he's a woman with over 1 million YouTube followers pulls out the knives. Of course. Here it is again. He said, it's time to go on the offensive, said this sodomite. I won't rest until every American child has been transed. That's what he said. Natalie goes on, it's a boy, he wants you to believe he's a girl. It's time to go on the offensive. I won't rest until every American child has been transed. Okay? Then going down to the next post on Twitter, happy to see how much support there is for this. Baloney, friends. We're well on our way to total global gender reversal. Folks, these are the people that are creating war with God. They want to create a world that's at war with God. And that war will go forward, but rest assured it's a war that you will lose because you've lost it 100 times before. Read Jude 1:7 when you get a moment. Why is this individual so bold? Well, yesterday I played some audio video for you concerning Nancy Pelosi, which from San Francisco, the Speaker of the House, who's planted there to continuously demoralize the American people. But Americans, I asked the question, why are you allowing the little leaven to leaven the whole lump? You're supposed to stop that. Okay, and that's why you're called the salt of the earth, which stops the putrefaction of a society. Okay, so we have a responsibility, and if we're not going to do that, then read Matthew 5:13, because that's your lot. You're good for nothing but to be trodden under the foot of men. That's why these people are emboldened. But she goes on and says, he does, I'm sorry, that wants you to believe she's a woman, or he's a woman, sorry. Happy to see how much support there is for this. She's just blowing it up, he is, to be something that it is not. Still seeing some conservatives in the replies, though. Let's triple our woke propaganda efforts until every one of them is gay. I thought they were the victims, Americans. How many times does this need to be exposed for you to understand that they are the perpetrators of the crime? Another one goes on. Natalie goes on and says, random drag queens in public spaces pose exactly zero threat to children. Well, we all know that's not true. We've exposed that 1,000 times. These people don't care about protecting children. They care about protecting childhood innocence. Ignorance romanticized. A BS, the person said, fantasy made up by adults, made up by adults, reflecting every adult prejudice. Okay, folks, these are the mentally ill that these outlets are illegally promoting. And again, friends, they are threatening your children all the more blatantly as they have been. They've been acting out, as a matter of fact, more than they've been speaking out because, if you remember right, for 15 years, they said that this was all a satire, the homosexual manifesto that was inserted into the congressional record back in February of 1987. But as I continuously highlighted over the last 15 years, I've been showing you the fruit of these people. Okay, I've been showing you the fruit of these people, and they are not holding the shield. They have the spear. They're on the attack. They're transgressors of the law, and they mean to create a world without God, which will never, ever happen. Americans, listen to me carefully, okay? To overlook our obligations unto God is what's emboldening these people, okay? We're seeing corporations all at once. They're all a part of this alliance that are trying to create a world without God. And again, keep in mind, you're inviting judgment is what you're doing. Amos 6:3. You're inviting these people to be emboldened and act out all the more. You're inviting these people to do the very things that they're doing today. It must be put to a stop. That's all you have to do. Go ahead Check out your state statute. You will find out that all this that they're advocating is completely illegal. And what needs to happen is these people need to be charged for their crimes against the American people and their threats against your children. Okay? Yeah, I mean, hey, listen, if you want hate crimes and you want to go ahead and forecast hate crimes, here you have it right here. See, now it doesn't work for their agenda. See how that goes? Enough is enough, Americans. Moving on. Y'all remember not too long ago, probably 3 months ago now, I actually made a video of how all of these freedom fighters, Marjorie Taylor Greene, Ted Cruz, Jim Jordan, Trey Gowdy, Matt Gaetz, they're all under some sort of investigation, by the way, except Trey Gowdy. But what's interesting to note is I highlighted the fact that they're fleecing the American people. Well, they're pretending to be the freedom fighters. But really what, in fact, they're doing, friends, is highlighting the crimes of those that they tolerate. They're taking the crimes that are committed by what they call the left. They're coming over to you, telling you how much of a threat that we're under, and you better send us money so we can stand up and blow and give the bad report all the more. Numbers 13, Numbers 14. Because that's exactly what they're doing. They're fleecing the American people, and they're aggrandizing wealth unto themselves. Well, you know, I also took the time over several shows to show you the fact that Donald Trump is the King Creole when it comes to fundraisers. And what I'm talking about here is the fact that if you look on social media platforms right now, Trump's fundraising extends massive $122 million war chest. Y'all remember that? I hope you do, because I made a video about it, and I shared it to all those people that still don't know their left hand from their right hand when it comes to the truth of a Donald Trump. And in other words, we're to judge him again as fruit inspectors, Matthew 7:16, by what he does, not what, by what he says, because what he says and what he does are two different stories. But guess what's coming out now, friends? As usual, thank you, Holy Ghost, and I mean that with my whole heart, mind, soul, and strength. He shows us things way before they come to pass. Guess what's being exposed now, friends? Oh, by the way, we all understand why Donald Trump said that he was never going to take anybody's money to be the president, because he didn't need it. He was a billionaire, right? Remember this? Yeah. No, but he doesn't need to take a $400,000 check because he's fleeced the American people for $122 million. And what's interesting is if that's not good enough, when his plane doesn't work or live up to the standard that he wants it to be at, he just goes back to all of his useful idiots that still continuously worship him, regardless of the wrongs and transgressions that he's guilty of committing against them, and he says, you know what, will you help me buy my new plane? And guess what these idiots do? They write out a check and they send him money on their cards. And oh, no wonder why these people do what they do, because Americans, you're putting them in the position of doing it. Well, here we have it, friends. The big ripoff. Here it is. And the mainstream media is telling you this time. January 6th committee lays out how false election claims fueled by Trump was all there to fundraise. Now, listen. There's no way on God's green earth that Joe Biden is there because the people put him there. There's no way. And as a matter of fact, going back 2.5 weeks, we already highlighted the fact that they found out, just like Obama, just like Hillary Clinton, half his Twitter accounts were completely fake. Okay? We've also highlighted the fact that in many cities when he was on his presidential campaign, nobody showed up in support of Joe Biden, but yet somehow or another he's there. So let's not throw that out and cast that out, the baby with the bathwater, right? Let's come right back to this in just a moment. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News, I'm Victor Paul. President Biden will be traveling to Germany and Spain later this month to attend the Group of Seven meeting and the NATO summit in Madrid. And there's more travel scheduled for next month.
President Biden plans to visit the Middle East in July. Biden is expected to visit Israel and the Palestinian Authority on July 14th and 15th before traveling to Saudi Arabia. From the West Coast, USA, Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
A spokesperson said the administration had considered adding the Middle East visit to the president's trip to Europe this month, but concluded it's best to do a standalone trip to the region. Donald Trump's former campaign manager, Bill Stepien, abruptly pulled out of Monday's appearance before the House committee investigating the January 6th riot at the Capitol, citing a family emergency. The committee was told on Monday morning that Stepien's wife was in labor. This is USA Radio News. Federal health officials said Sunday that kid-sized doses of Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccines appear to be safe and effective for kids under five, a key step toward a long-awaited decision to begin vaccinating the youngest American children. The Food and Drug Administration posted its analysis of the Pfizer shot ahead of a Wednesday meeting where outside experts will vote on whether the shots are ready for the nation's 18 million babies, toddlers, and preschoolers. Kids under five are the only group not yet eligible for COVID-19 vaccination in the U.S. Primary voters on Tuesday will decide the fate of two South Carolina Republicans who are clinging to their seats in the U.S. House after defying Donald Trump. While in Nevada, an establishment favored with a former president's endorsement is facing a tougher-than-expected challenge for the U.S. Senate. Meanwhile, in Maine, a combative former governor who once said he was Trump before Trump has come out of retirement in Florida to challenge a nemesis for his old job. This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. I'm just telling you what we told you a long time ago, friends. The big ripoff, January 6th committee, lays out how false election claims fueled Trump fundraising. Now, friends, again, I want to make clear because they're mixing. You need to understand, friends, let me say it this way. You have people that are 24/7 creating propaganda narratives to confuse the American people. You want the answer and the resolve so that doesn't happen anymore? Stay in the Word of God, namely Daniel 9:7. This is what they're doing. So what they do is they say the big ripoff January 6th committee lays out false election claims fueled Trump fundraising. No, Trump's a snake, number one. He's controlled opposition. He's done absolutely nothing in his life to garner the fame that he has, like that of the Kardashians, the losers over there. If you haven't seen the piece by Barbara Walters, we put a video together for you just to show you, friends, that there's many people out there that that have a claim undeservedly. They've never done anything a day in their life to deserve the fame that they have, outside of that they're connected to the powers that are tolerated, period. But I do want to say this. We already know that the whole election, we know that there's major voter fraud taking place in this country. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. Stay on that. And I trust that the American people will. But we also know that Trump has been fundraising like mad, capitalizing off his supporters. Now, I just highlighted the fact that he is a pro-fundraiser. He's a con man is what he is. He's been a con man his whole life. But you can see the numbers that he has been raising, which are absolutely true, and you can't make this kind of stuff up. But I want you to hear this. The House Select Committee probing the January 6th assault, which, by the way, was all orchestrated by your government agencies. Let me say it again. January 6th, if you watch this Gateway Pundit video on January 6th, there's going to be no questions as to who's responsible for what took place there. Donald Trump let him in. He led him to the Capitol. They were led then once they got to the Capitol by FBI informants. Once they were there, then they were attacked after they were entrapped. There's no doubt as to who is responsible for orchestrating January 6th. So keep that in this narrative as well. But the January 6th assault on the U.S. Capitol charted a path Monday showing how the Trump campaign and allies used baseless claims of election fraud to raise millions of dollars from the former president's supporters. They're trying to now put the fire out that they themselves used for a while concerning their narrative. But the money that was then funneled into the pockets of entities with close ties to guess who, friends? Donald Trump. Okay? That's just the bottom line here. This is what he's been doing. Folks, he was so emboldened not too long ago. Remember when he was talking about his airplane? He needed a new one. So who did he start to fleece? The people that have supported him thus far. You have to understand, if you really look at a Barack Obama, who said that he was going to fundamentally transform America 5 minutes before his inaugural address, and you look at a Donald Trump, who deceived many more, hands down, people than Obama ever would have in a million years. Obama did just the exact opposite as to what he said he was going to do. He said he was going to, you know, basically go back to the old past. He was talking about the Declaration. He told the people what they wanted to hear. And then once he became the president, he turned on them. Well, Donald Trump didn't do that. What he did is he told the people what they wanted to hear. And behind closed doors, he was turning on them. We even had correspondents from the White House telling us this, friends, on this radio program. What he says and what he does. The way he acts in private is completely different than the way he acts in public. He's a snake. Okay? Read 2 Corinthians 11:14-15. And again, judge him by his fruit. That's all I'm telling you to do. Because if you judge him by his fruits, we're all going to be in agreement. If we're not going to do what the Word of God tells us to do by judging him by what he's done, then there's going to be division. And you deserve exactly what you get. More of Donald Trump. So keep supporting the guy as he keeps fleecing you. Keep listening to the guy as he keeps lying to you. I thought it was that the American people didn't like to be lied to, because I know I don't like being lied to. You know, we've all heard that saying, friends. You know, lie to me once, shame on me. Lie to me twice, shame on you. Wait. Did I say that wrong? Did I say that wrong? Lie to me once, shame on you. Lie to me twice, shame on me. Is that what I said? Did I get that right? Okay, I got it right this time. I hope I did. Hey, let me go over to something else here, too. You guys all see, just recently, going to the next point, this woman who accused pastor of sleeping with her. She basically came out and she went up to the pulpit at the church and she called the pastor out for adultery. This is all good. The Bible says that we're to open and rebuke them that sin, okay? And we're supposed to do it before all, because the Bible tells us in the book of Timothy that others also may fear, the fear of God, to commit the crime or to transgress. But I got to tell you something, friends. I got to be straight up honest with you. I am so sick and tired of women coming out in the church that have had relationships with pastors who have no business being there, John 10:12, They have no inheritance into the kingdom of God, 1 Corinthians 6:9. They go on year after year after year of relationships with a pastor or a church overseer. And then one day, they just have had enough after 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 20 years of an adulterated relationship as that person's cheating on that man's wife. And then all of a sudden, this is what I'm tired of. I'm tired of the women playing the victim in these particular situations. We see it all the time. Wait a second. You know, the Jewish people have something called a bar mitzvah, and after 13 years old, you become an adult. Does that just apply to men? Yeah, I know the Bible tells us that the woman is the weaker vessel, but does she not have the dispensation given unto her by God to make a choice? Yep, because there's going to be men and women that are going to stand before the judgment seat of God that have made choices that they're going to have to answer for. Deuteronomy 30:19, Romans 6. Know ye not that to whom you yield yourself servants to obey, his servants you are to whom you obey, whether of sin unto death or of obedience unto righteousness. But God be thanked that you've obeyed that form of doctrine from the heart and obeying unto righteousness. Right? Why is it that we see this all the time? I know it's a method to discredit the church. But why is it always the man's fault and not the woman's fault? I'm just curious. It really bothers me. And then they win the sympathy of the people. And it's interesting how they start out their stories, you know, just about how she was abused and how she was sexually exploited for 9 years. And then you got to stop and think, wait a second, she went on with this for 9 years, all the while knowing as to what she was doing. And now all of a sudden he was the person that was in the wrong for being a part of what she was a part of willfully. I mean, they're both wrong. But look at how the mainstream media continuously spins these stories. No, these church overseers have no business being a part of that. But again, my point here is I am so sick and tired of these women full-heartedly a part of these adulterated relationships for years and sometimes decades. And then all of a sudden they come out one day. This woman in particular, friends, that just came out not too long ago, she hid this secret for 30 years. 30 years. And she had a relationship with this pastor for 9 years. What, is she not to be held accountable for the choices that she made? Because she's just as guilty as he is. What are your thoughts? 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Listen, how do I say it? Maybe I shouldn't go there. If you want to weigh in on what I'm talking about right now, please do. I'd love to hear from you. Woman accuses married pastor of sleeping with her. And she started the relationship with this young man as she was a young woman. Just, it really sincerely aggravates me to no end. Let's move on. If you want to call in and weigh in, you can. 1-866-582-9933. Let's go on to this, because we're teeing this up for sudden adult death syndrome. If you remember right, on this show, we had Dr. Tenpenny. I just talked to her a couple days ago, as a matter of fact. And she said about a year ago on this program, around that time, that Bradley, in about a year to a year and a half, people are just going to start falling over dead. Okay? And she said exactly what she forecasted, as a matter of fact, exactly what we're dealing with today. I want to bring you over to the European database really quick. We have 45,316 dead, 4,416,778 injured following the COVID vaccines in European database of adverse reactions. Sudden adult death syndrome, The new acronym is SADS, not SIDS, SIDS. This is a new category to deny vaccine deaths. Did you hear me? That's all it is. It's a new category to cover up the guilt of those that are responsible for the experimental deaths. That's exactly what it is. That's a lot of people, isn't it, friends? Oh, it sure is. It sure is. The European database of suspected drug reaction reports is Utera Vigilance, verified by the European Medicines Agency. They are now reporting there's 45,000 fatalities, 4 million injuries following injections of 5 experimental COVID-19 shots. And you just heard on the American media, by the mainstream media and their useful idiots friends, that now they say their vaccines are safe for children. Oh, nothing could be further from the truth. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. And with a tax-deductible gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message on DVD. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, friends. This is Coach Dave Dobbenmeyer, and this day, a sissified Christianity is sure is good to know that there's a man's man like Bradley Dean.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's BESTWHEY protein.net, or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Quick, I forgot to say about that article that Tim Brown actually wrote this morning, highlighting the transvestite that wants you to believe that he's a man. And he said that he's going to do everything in his power to basically trans all the kids. Well, both me and Tim, we have some addresses for all of you trannies that your end aim to advocate the trans of all children. We have a couple addresses for you if you'd go like to test your skill. So at any time, just go ahead and give us a call. We'll give you those addresses. That number is 1-866-233-0747. Go ahead and test your steel over here, and we'll see how far that goes with you. 1-866-233-0747. We will not put up with that. That is a direct threat against your children, and we told you long ago what this whole agenda is about, friends. Look alone to the churches. evangelical to the Catholic Church, evangelistic church. Go ahead and look to the Boy Scouts of America. Folks, everything that they touch, you'll see the carnage of young boys that have been violated by these pedophiles. And it's criminal every step of the way. Let's get back over to our main topic here. Now, I got Steve calling in. I got a good idea. Steve's going to start talking about this woman that accused the married pastor of sleeping with her as a young woman. Am I right in saying that, Steve?
Well, yeah, but then between then and now, I was just curious. Is my address on that list you're going to hand out?
I can give it if you'd like to. You know, I'm trying to let these people know we're not playing games with you.
Well, I'll stop on the way home and get a couple of axe handles. I need to hand out some justice.
Oh, man.
use the axe handle without the axe if you got out of line and you got into line real quick, you know.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. But, what were your thoughts, Steve, on the preacher adultery story? What were your thoughts?
Well, I thought about when they brought the woman engaged in adultery in front of her. People misunderstand that. He didn't think it was just fine and dandy that she committed adultery, because in the time, they were supposed to stone the man and the woman together.
That's right.
He said, "Woman, where's your accusers?" Most of the men that were standing there in front of her, him probably did it with her.
That's right.
They were using her to test him, and his whole point was, you don't let one go free and execute the other. You're supposed to hand out fair justice. And so when they, this whole case, that woman's just as guilty as the man. I mean,
that's right. Let me clarify that really quick. So in John 8, when the woman was dragged by the Pharisees to the feet of Jesus, it really was a Galatians 3:24 moment. Wherefore the law is our schoolmaster to bring us unto Christ. And the law did bring her to Christ. But what was interesting about it is he says, where are those thine accusers? And it says that they left from the oldest to the youngest. And that's exactly right. Now, it's not scriptural, but many speculate that that's exactly right. Many of those men were guilty of committing adultery with this harlot. And what's also interesting to note is Jesus on two occasions kneeled down and wrote in the sand. Again, it's not scriptural, but it is speculation that Jesus wrote the Ten Commandments out, because the Bible says that they were convicted of their consciences. Now, mercy was shown to the woman that was caught in the middle is really what it was. Mercy was shown to the woman that was in adultery, and she had the opportunity right then and there through the mercy and grace of God, because Jesus said to her, he said, go and sin no more. So he showed her real grace in 8:11 of the book of John there. So it really is an extraordinary story. But I think if we slow down on that, we're really going to understand what was really going on in that particular situation. Steve, I got to say, though, I am so sick and tired of every time you turn around, it's always the woman comes forward and the woman comes forward. I mean, as if to suggest that she was the victim of the abuse of the man, regardless if it's from the pulpit or wherever the case may be. Does she not again have the dispensation within herself, or is she not responsible?
She wanted the power.
That's exactly right.
Power. It was a power trip. She thought if she could take that powerful man, that she was powerful too. That she was just going for the power. I mean, that was the whole point of Jesus was always willing to forgive when he saw a remorseful heart. That was the whole point of the prodigal son. Or even King David, you know, how horrible he was, and God still forgave him, because no matter how bad King David screwed up, God always knew he was genuinely remorseful and wanted to do right once he found out he had really screwed up. And but now there's no remorse in her. If all she's out to do is destroy the one she did it with, she's not accomplishing nothing. She's just seizing a different form of power that she had power over him when she committed adultery, and now she has power over him when she's destroying his life with the power she took over him. She's far from innocent. Not that he is either. He's He just,
right.
You know, your sin will do what it's going to do to you. But everybody's missing the point if they think she's some kind of victim.
Well, I think that's what it is. And again, Steve, I got about 5 minutes left to hit my topic. Thank you for the phone call. I totally appreciate it. But it's exactly right. They're both guilty. And Steve's exactly right. When you read the Old Testament, both of the adulterers were supposed to be, well, they were supposed to be thrown in the middle of a rock party, for a better way of saying it, friends. And that is the truth of the matter. So I was just highlighting, friends, the main topic here concerning all of the deaths that are being found now in European database from these vaccines. You just heard on the mainstream media during the break, again, the useful idiots promulgating the information that now it's okay for your little kids to take these shots. Well, guess what they're doing, friends? What Tenpenny basically forecasted concerning older and younger people, how they're just going to fall over dead. It's exactly what's happening. If you're on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side, beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page, you can see statistically the things that are going, these are adverse side effects, friends, from these experimental jabs. Eye disorders, folks, people having body parts amputated, just blatant strokes, heart attacks, Bell palsy, facial paralysis. I mean, the list goes on, but it goes on and on and on, and I don't have all of this hour to go through all of this, but it is absolutely insane. The fruit of all of these conspirators, and yet the American people are still going to go along with it to the next level of deception and accept that the sudden adult death syndrome is actually legitimate? Really, Americans? You can't make it up. I'm scrolling on social media platforms, the statistics. I just went down the page over the last 45 seconds to a minute just concerning all of the side effects. It's just incredible. And now we have, friends, the same people that advocated this conspiracy. It's the same people now, friends, that are coming out and they're creating sudden adult death syndrome. Again, you can't make it up. Folks, this is dangerous. This is really dangerous. This is a dangerous game the American people are playing. And it shows you that, again, these people act as if they're above the law. It shows you, friends, that they are setting the message or sending the message that they are impervious to the consequences of being a part or accomplices to murder on a massive scale concerning this genocide. This is all information nobody can deny. I don't even know anybody that can deny, or have I heard anybody even deny that which is going on here. I do want to add to that concerning the sudden death, adult death syndrome. Another method of the cover-up is really what it is, which is found on Health Impact News. By the way, great resource. We're also finding, again, adding insult to injury here, but 2,200 elites, these people that think they're enlightened, right, they're above the rest of us, including Big Pharma CEO, top doctors, those that call themselves movie stars, they're all caught buying fake vaccination certificates in Spain. So they knew all the well what they were promulgating. They all the well knew what they were advocating, friends, all of it. Okay? They knew all the well, because if it wasn't the case, then why is it that they're buying fake vax certificates in Spain? And it shows you that many of these people, these elites, these big pharma CEOs, these doctors, these alleged movie stars that are buying fake vax certificates in Spain, you can mark my words on it, many of these people were over in America saying they got the shot. They went on television stating they got the shot, when here again we tried to tell you it was all staged. I have no idea what just happened, Sam. What's going on? That's the end of the show. That's Christmas music. What was that, guys?
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.